Hi, it's Noor Haider, one of the hosts of The Guardian's daily news podcast, Full Story. Every weekday, we bring you a single story, going beyond the headlines and taking you closer to The Guardian's journalism. Combining personal storytelling with analysis, we take you inside the stories that matter most. For fearless, independent reporting that holds power to account, listen to Full Story from The Guardian, wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to SBS News.
It's a bit of a shit go, you know, with the prices. It's making it hard to live, hard to get to work, you know. It's hard these days. Everything's going up, but the fuel just on top of that, it's a nightmare.
As petrol stations across Australia continue to run dry, motorists like this man are frustrated, and advice from the opposition has been free-flowing. Queensland Senator James McGrath had this to say before a national cabinet meeting on the fuel crisis.
The Prime Minister seems to have no plan. He's wobbling around the country. We need to get the fuel to the servos and we've got to slash the fuel tax. Come on, Prime Minister, this is what you get paid for. Show some leadership.
The Prime Minister had been under pressure from the opposition and business groups to do something about the fuel excise. Following the national cabinet meeting, Anthony Albanese confirmed the government will halve the tax on petrol and diesel for 3 months.
We're making fuel cheaper today because we understand that Australians are under serious pressure. However, we really also want to encourage Australians who can to take public transport to help save fuel for the areas and industries that need it. And I note a couple of the jurisdictions have taken action to reduce public transport fares as well. The less fuel we use in the cities, obviously the more we can direct to regional areas that are under pressure.
The move will cut fuel costs by an estimated 26.3 cents per litre, something the government says will save Australians $19 on a 65-litre tank. The decision is part of a broader scope of measures under the new National Security Plan, including scrapping the heavy vehicle road user charge for 3 months. Overall, the measure is expected to cost the budget more than $2.5 billion. According to Treasurer Jim Chalmers, it's a responsible and necessary expense.
Now, we don't choose these circumstances that are being inflicted on us by events on the other side of the world, but we do choose how we respond in a cooperative way with the states and territories and also doing what we can to deal with or take some of the sting out of these cost of living pressures. So this relief is temporary, it's timely and it's responsible. It's all about taking some of the edge off these high petrol prices, which are putting such extraordinary pressure on household budgets right around the country.
But economists like Richard Holden say cutting the excise will fuel demand, with the potential to drive up inflation and interest rates.
We need, even though it's very painful, and I understand people are under a lot of household financial pressure, we need to be taking demand out of the system rather than putting it into the system and basically cutting the price of fuel relative to what it would be, you know, increases demand rather than decreases it. So that's a mistake. I think it's also pretty expensive, even if it only runs for 3 months.
Opposition leader Angus Taylor had been calling for the fuel excise to be cut since Friday and on Monday accused the Prime Minister of being the last to lead in a national crisis. Speaking in question time after the announcement, Shadow Treasurer Tim Wilson suggested the cuts will add to the problem of national debt.
Can the Treasurer confirm that, unlike the Coalition's plan, there are no inflationary offset to the government's excise cut?
Dr. Chalmers told Parliament the costs will be managed responsibly in the upcoming budget.
We found $114 billion worth of offsets in less than 4 years, which is the kind of responsible economic management which would be unrecognisable to those opposite, Mr. Speaker. Now, when it comes to additional savings in the budget, we're the way manager that has been a hallmark business of the responsible economic management under this government.
The government is also introducing emergency legislation to Parliament that will allow it to take on the financial risk of importing additional fuel. Energy Minister Chris Bowen says the measure addresses a rising risk premium for fuel suppliers amid price volatility and threats to supply chains. He has called it a vital intervention and says it shows the government is one step ahead of the energy crisis.
The longer this war goes on, the more severe the impacts will be. This global crisis continues to present new national challenges, which is why we'll continue to take new national actions. Today we take the next step to ensure Australia remains prepared.
In the meantime, Mr Albanese has again urged people not to panic buy, saying Australia's fuel supply remains secure. With Victoria and Tasmania announcing a month of free transport, the government is also encouraging Australians to catch buses and trains and to work from home when possible. But he says Australians should still follow through with their Easter plans.
We want that to occur. People should enjoy their Easter. And it's important as well that we keep the economy going. Easter's an important time for tourism, destinations, for jobs. They rely upon that. And I wish those people of faith as well a holy Easter. It's an important time.
Sydney Lang, SBS News.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.